A House district in eastern Washington state has already been home to one House speaker, the late Democrat Tom Foley, who served in Congress for 30 years. Could it be home to another? Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers is one of the most powerful politicians in the United States. She is the top-ranking woman in the Republican Party. NPR's Juana Summers spent a day on the campaign trail with McMorris Rodgers and brings us this story from Spokane, Washington.
Kathy McMorris Rodgers has been representing Eastern Washington in Congress for a decade. But when she walks into Made Naturally, a locally owned cleaning company here, she's just Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
This is Anna.
Hi,
McMorris Rodgers settles into a chair in Made Naturally's lobby across from the company's co-founders, Ruth Ann Eberle and Heather Brown. Before long, the three women are trading business tips and stories about what it's like to balance family and work.
Do you have some tips now as to how to keep employees longer?
Relationships mm-hmm. is a huge one. Mm-hmm. So making sure you know everything about them and mm-hmm. getting to know their everyday processes.
This is something she understands.
I find myself reminding people that Congress is also built on relationships. Mm-hmm. It's about building relationships. It's like anything you do in life.
Right.
And you have to make that a priority.
Mm-hmm. McMorris Rodgers has a few priorities, representing Eastern Washington in the House and heading up the House Republican Conference, where she's one of just 19 women. The 45-year-old also has three young children, including a one-year-old daughter who flew cross-country with her during her most recent trip back to Spokane.
And I was single when I was elected. And then I got married. So kind of eased into it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
got used to the busyness up front. And then
kind of knew the job and then got married and mm-hmm. then added the kids.
This is how she connects with the women she meets on the trail. The very type her party needs to attract. She's down to earth, folksy even, and she makes everything personal. And for all her charm, McMorris Rodgers is also politically savvy. While she says she never dreamed she'd be in politics herself, she was appointed to the Washington State House at the age of 25. She went on to beat two members of the leadership to become the state's first female minority leader before the age of 35. And then she decided to run for Congress.
It was one of those that I just decided I was going to muster up all the courage I had, be a risk taker, go see what I could do.
McMorris Rodgers was first elected in 2004. Now she's set to easily win re-election to a sixth term, but she's not taking that for granted. All in one day this week, she participated in a debate, visited local businesses, a school, and a Republican women's group. McMorris Rodgers often brings up her roles as a wife and a mother while campaigning, but she bristles at the notion that she's window dressing for a party trying to refresh its brand.
That's what the critics like to suggest. And even when I was asked to give the response to the State of the Union this year, there were some that immediately started saying, oh, it's only because she was a woman, versus that I was someone that would really connect with people or that I could deliver an effective message on behalf of the Republicans.
She wants to see more women run and get elected to Congress. That's why she's taken on a leadership role, raising money for female Republicans and mentoring them, too.
So many women have just never even considered running for office themselves. They think, oh, that's something someone else does.
McMorris Rodgers says she knows what that's like. Before she decided to run for Congress, she'd been thinking about getting out of politics. Now, a decade later, she says she doesn't want to be a seat warmer and that she wants to maximize her opportunities and her influence. Asked point blank what her next chapter looks like, here's how she responds.
We'll see. You know, it's, you know, one thing about serving in Congress, it kind of comes in these two-year chunks. For the next Congress, I'm seeking to, you know, continue to serve as conference chair, and we'll see what other opportunities come. So much of that is being the right person at the right time.
Timing is everything, and no matter what McMorris Rodgers does next, she's certain that it'll be on her terms. Juana Summers, NPR News, Spokane, Washington.